The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Oh, that's right. Two teams go to the middle of the field. You guys suck.
All right, 5 o'clock. And here's my question. You're driving home on this gorgeous fall afternoon. People, the Lions are on Sunday night. It's a premium matchup. Here's my question. Do you even consider your opponent anymore when you are looking at the Lions and the upcoming game? Do you even factor in who you're playing? Does it even matter? And I'm not being flippant, but this team makes it so that it doesn't matter. Oh, we're at Minnesota, blobbity, blobbity, blah, dead. At Green Bay, bad weather. Green Bay, probably a spot you're going to lose, dead. You're at Houston. Are the Lions at a point now? Rico, you could speak to it a little bit as a Niner fan. Your team has had some great seasons. The Patriots used to be this way. I think the Chiefs are this way. I do.
Yeah.
I think the Chiefs get up for like one game a year, and it's if they play the Bills. Everything else is a business trip, and they just do their damn job.
You know why that's true for the Chiefs? Because most people don't realize they're still undefeated. Because they struggle through games, but they're almost sleepwalking. Like, okay.
But like as a fan, yeah. I approach things different. And I have said this before. I think part of whether it's this job, if you're on television, you write for a newspaper, you do radio, skepticism has to be baked in. Otherwise, I don't think you can be very good at your job. I think otherwise you're just a propagandist or a content manager. You have to be skeptical. That's part of what fans don't usually do. And no, I'm not saying that's a service you provide. It's just this idea of, hey, try to at least bring reality. But sometimes teams violate that. Mm-hmm. Like an example for me, take it when it comes to basketball. I don't care who the Celtics are playing. It doesn't matter. It means nothing. If they're on their game, they will win. Period. Amen. Hallelujah. That's it. So it's the same deal with the Lions. If they're on their game, I've arrived at a point now after last week against Green Bay. I no longer care. Mm-hmm. Football, the breakdown, the handicap, the historical trends, the way the league works. The Lions just go double birds to all of it. It doesn't matter. If they play well, they win. Is that where we've arrived at?
No, I think we have, because that was me just talking to myself after the Packer game. I was like, everything about this game said that they were supposed to lose.
Correct.
And not only did they win, they jumped out and they kind of said, Green Bay, you know what? You're at home. Score a couple touchdowns.
Here's some pity. Get right. To double figures.
When their crowd is leaving and you're like talking to Dan Miller, he's like, yeah, for years, no matter that, you know, they would be up by 40 points and their crowd stayed the entire game.
Great job by me. Take your hillbilly asses home. Lomas?
And yeah, now I was like, you know what? I don't think I can pick against this team.
No,
because it has reached that point. It doesn't matter. It's almost like, yeah, that team, when it's the Niners back when they were really good and it didn't matter, or the Patriots, or like you look at Alabama, like Kenny a few years ago with Georgia football. Who are you playing?
Doesn't matter.
We're going to win by 21 anyway.
248-539-9797. And look, I'm not asking you to feel one way or the other. I'm asking how you feel. I'm asking if you've arrived at this point that you've never been at before as a Lions fan. You're on Sunday Night Football at a playoff team, and it doesn't even matter anymore. I don't even have to put any effort and handicap in the game. Why? Because none of the rules apply to you. If you play your game, you win.
And it goes to what you – it's funny because listening to you – and I do listen to you when it comes to gambling. I really do because, you know, I like to give you a hard time.
It's just numbers, right? It's fun. It's data.
But everything about this – okay, if the Lions are so good, why are they only favored by 3.5 points – and this Houston team is struggling. They're missing some players. Mm-hmm. It looks like a trap until they play the game. And the Lions will go out there and win by 17
right.
points.
I've bet against them twice this year. I took Minnesota and I took Green Bay.
Me too.
Both games I was sitting there going,
why
did I just not go Team A better than Team B, F you? That's what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're the best coach team in the league. All three phases work together and none of the rules apply.
Even when they do and make mistakes and do dumb things, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Okay, we went for it on fourth down on our own territory early in the game. We still won.
Right.
Okay, we fumbled the ball.
Who cares?
They still won.
We'll figure it out.
Right.
But look, it's the mark of a great team. So I just want to know if you've arrived at that point as Lions fans. Kenny, go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, as the Lions fan on the show, I think I can clear this up by saying one thing. Two things can be true. Exactly. Both things can be true, Mike. You can be in a situation where you go in every week and say, we can beat this team because that's where we're at right now. But this is the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Anything can happen.
See, I don't think you can use that phrase anymore because, Kenny, there is a time when your team is so good, doesn't matter. You're going to win. You're going to be the best team on the field. You'll find a way to get it done, and people are going to hate you for it.
I mean, I'll give you an example. Right. Between Rico and I and even David. Right. Super Bowls. We've seen what greatness is in a way Lion fan hasn't. And that's why I think we collectively would like that for our audience, because you deserve it. But understand, I never arrived at a point with my team in any Super Bowl season where it was like this. Yes, the Giants have won Super Bowls. We lost games along the way. We played close games. We got blown out. I mean, the Giants in 07 were a 500 team. You know, even in, look, 08, I was at a point before Plax decided, gun, sweatpants, bar. The Giants were getting to a point in 08 where I went, wow, we're going back to back. This team's going to do this. And then Plax shot himself.
Right.
I digress. That was the one time in my life where I went, we're killing people.
See,
but overall, like, Rico, you know it. It's the NFL.
But, Mike, here's the thing. Even back in the 90s when it was always the NFC title game, it was going to be San Francisco and Dallas, and that's who's going to the Super Bowl. The
yep.
season didn't matter. It was just you wanted to get the home game and make the Cowboys come to you.
Yeah, it felt like Alabama or Georgia.
Yeah, it was like the season didn't matter. It was all about that game, but it was still one team. I don't see that team for the Lions where you're like, you know what? I know all of this stuff is great, but we're circling this game. There's no circle game for the Lions. Every game is just, we're better than you. Great game for us. You guys suck.
Right. There's just a focus with this team and like, oh, they're on the road again. Who cares? Oh, well, this team's matchup. The matchups don't matter.
Oh, it's raining.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, Aaron Glenn needs to get his glasses cleaned off.
Doesn't matter. He's calling defenses. The page looks like hieroglyphics because of the raindrops. Doesn't matter.
He's out there like, well, do they have 15 people on the field? Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
See, it's funny you say that because the Texans announced that the stadium's going to be open. And I would imagine they're thinking, this is going to hurt the Lions. They play in an actual dome. They don't usually play out, but it doesn't matter. Nothing matters against the Lions.
Well, yeah.
And I joked with Kenny before the show. I was having fun with him. You know, I'm always upset about the Lions, and I always mess with them. But I think it's true. When you look at their schedule, you're right, Rico. I don't really see anything that scares me. I think right now the only thing that could beat the Lions are the Lions.
That's right.
They start making mistakes, okay, then you lose. But as long as they keep everything in front of them, they beat the Titans, and I know the Titans aren't great. They didn't do anything offensively, and they scored 52 points. points.
Beating the Titans was the equivalent of the group project, and all you had to do was sign your name, and you got the A. You knew you didn't do nothing, but didn't matter. We got the A. The only game to me is maybe at Chicago, because it could be just like, you know, zero and the wind blowing around. That's it. And if that's your second loss of the season, it doesn't matter.
I mean, I look, I'm normally the guy who would just be like, look, they'll go 13-4 or 12-5, win the division, you know, be the one seed, and that's fine. I'm at a point now, if you told me to end up 16-1, what am I going to tell you? Because it's a combination of them being a dominant force, great coaching, great players, and also every break goes their way. So that is a really hard combo to fight, and I'm not fighting it. Yeah. I picked them to win the Super Bowl in August now. So I'm not bleeping all over them here. They're fantastic.
And the catching every break thing, that's real. And that's not to take away. Look, you can't apologize for who you play on the field. You just got to go out there and win. But, man, it's just like, oh, you're missing this. You're missing six starters. You're missing both tackles. The other team is missing so many different pieces. Your quarterback's on one leg.
And then they go out and kill him. And that's the mark of a great team.
Yeah. We're not going to make this close.
I mean, like, you
don't take it personal.
I was talking earlier this morning. I'm like, I watched Thursday Night Football last night, and as great as the Ravens offense can be, I'm going, Goff will throw for 400 yards against these idiots. They can't cover us all. Joe Burrow's thrown for 400 yards, and he has no time to throw. Jared Goff will have all day. So, I mean, it just gets to a point. I've said this to you. I would love to see the Chiefs. I think this Lions team would hit the Chiefs with a garbage can.
And it's funny because I think the Ravens are built. That's the one team I don't think Detroit wants to play, is the Ravens.
I think the Ravens present a better total package than the Chiefs because there is explosiveness to the offense and verticality, and they have playmakers in more spots. Look, the bottom line is the Ravens have the worst pass defense in the league, and you're going to go against Ben Johnson? Ben Johnson, it'll last more than 6 hours if he sees the Ravens with 2 weeks to plan. They're going to have to take him to the ER. He'll have no blood in his legs.
And yeah, what, Hamilton is out for a while?
Yeah.
But once again, you know what? That means they're going to be playing the Ravens in the Super Bowl.
That's right.
No Kyle Hamilton.
And again, the Lions have had some injuries of their own, but it's like once you get a month past when a player dies, that's done. I'm talking in real time, week of game. Look at the injury report now. Will Anderson's not going to play in the week that you don't have Taylor Decker. Perfect offset.
Oh, Rieger Chipotle, because when Hutchinson went down, I'm like, are they going to lose a game or two, Rieger? He's like, no, they're not. I was like, okay. And, yeah, he wins because they haven't. They haven't missed a beat.
We'll get to your phone calls coming up in a minute, 248-539-9797.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Roberts, all right, let's get to business. We have asked, have you reached Patriot phase, Chiefs phase? It you don't even consider your opponent anymore. It's all about you. It's all about if we play well, we win. End. No handicap needed. No facts, no trends, nothing. Play well, win game. End. Play mediocre, probably win game. Or Are you operating more Kelsey Grammer edge of stage at Disneyland, where you approach each week scared because it's too... Still works. Let's go to Michael, 97.1. Mike, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good,
hey.
Michael. What's up?
Yeah, it's kind of a mix of those. I'd say I expect to... you would throw anybody at the Lions any single given week. I would think that we're going to win that game. But it is the NFL, and anything can happen. So... it's almost like Patriots Day for the Lions at this point, but, you know, I guess throw me a team, and it's possible that they could win, but I would generally at this point probably put on the Lions. You know, when I go through my pick'ems each week and I talk to my buddy and I ask him, well, what's your pick for this week's game? He said 100-0 Lions. I said, all right, fine, because I was given 11.5, so we were good to go on our pick, that kind of thing. So, yeah, we're pretty confident in the Lions at this point.
Yeah, and again, they're not just winning. They're outpacing Vegas in a big way, which, you know, it's a fun thing to track. Like, the Lions primarily have been favored the last year and a half, and all they've done, drop bombs on people. Mm-hmm. You know, to be... 40-15, your last 55 against the number. I mean, sure, some of those were underdog spots, but when you're favored and favored to cover big numbers and you still do, that's a sign of greatness. I mean, it just really is. And this team has been great. Go to Troy, 97.1. Troy, what's going on?
Not too much, man. What a great show. I've listened to you guys for a number of years and I've never called in, but you actually hit it on the money.
Well, thank you.
I've been a fan of the Lions for 30 years, and I've never been less stressed to watch a football game than now. They used to be up at halftime, 20 points, and what happens? They fall apart. Or they'd be down, and you shut the game off in the third quarter, and they win. On this, win or lose, they're going to be 12-5 at the minimum. So you know they're going to lose a game. You don't stress out. You know they're making the playoffs. They are a complete team for the first time in the last 35 years.
Yeah. Troy, I want to ask you this. Have they reached a point where they're almost background noise, where you could do other things and not really focus in on them knowing they're going to win the game?
They become, again, we're back to less stressful. I used to almost want to throw something at the TV. You're up. And they lay off in the third quarter, and the next thing you know, they lose a game. Or you think they're out and at halftime, and they come back in the fourth quarter, they pull one out. This team, they're down by 3. They're down by 6. You know they're coming back. And again, you're back to the whole team commits. They believe in him, and it's not just the offense or the defense. It's both sides. And so... we're back to, you know, they're going to lose a few games. I'm not upset if they.
Yep. Uh-oh, looks like we lost Troy. Damn it. No, I tell you why I don't think it'll be that way for fans, because this is so new. They've had no success. In a lot of ways, this season, as magical as it feels right now on November 8th, and we hope it continues, it's like they're getting paid back for 70 years of just getting thrown down a flight of stairs. Like, everything's going the way it needs to go, minus the Aiden injury. And I know a couple other players have been hurt, but reality is you've only lost one super critical piece. You answered it with Za'Darius Smith. Whether he plays this weekend, we don't know yet. But Rico, it just feels, I hate using a cliche, but it feels, it's magic. Like, they're awesome, plus they've got, you know, Mickey Mouse on their side with the little wand. Mm-hmm. And they're killing teams. Like, they're going to Houston. I don't know. It doesn't even matter anymore to me. After what they did to Green Bay, I'm done. There's no point in using the golden rules of the NFL. They don't apply to this team. And it takes, like, look, at your team's best, you guys have been a monolith, right? There have been times when the Niners have just, you go, oh, my dear Jesus, no one's beating that team. Patriots, Chiefs, you know, once every few years, you know, one of TJ's teams. 15-1. There's just years. Some teams step outside the lines. And look, if they win this game, is it crazy to say they could go 15-2?
No. And the thing is, this is one of those, what makes it the outlier is there is no other team. Like, Mike, as I said, following the Niners, it was always, okay, the Cowboys, the Eagles. Yep. Okay, you got to knock off this one team that you know is waiting for you at the end.
Now you're the team they need to knock off.
There's nobody.
Yeah, you're the hunted.
Yeah, there's nobody there where you are the Patriots. You know, I'm going to be in the Super Bowl. I just don't know who I'm going to be winning the Super Bowl again.
It's the ultimate feeling of controlling their own destiny. Yeah. The Lions play good football. They're going to the Super Bowl. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
Go to Drew, 97.1. What's up, Drew?
Hey, guys.
Drew, how you doing? Welcome.
Good. So this might be a hot take, but and I heard Tom Brady do this interview the other day, too, but he compared this Lions team to the Peyton Manning Colts. You know, just having dudes at every single position and not having to rely on like a Lamar Jackson, Mahomes, or Josh Allen, you know, to play backyard football to get W's. Like you saw Lamar with that incredible scramble, you know, last night to get that W. We don't rely on that. No. We rely on schematics and schemes and having every guy do their job. So you wanted to talk about the Patriots and Manning and even maybe Breeze and the Saints to a certain extent. What do they all have in common? They had great schemes and great, they were running like machines. They didn't rely on these flashy quarterbacks. Now they've been successful. Mahomes clearly has been successful and Lamar, but I think we're the next iteration of this team and not just for this year, but for years to come. And that's why I'm so excited about it.
You know, you bring up a really good point, Drew, because when like, look at the Patriots. Well, who was the one person you took away? There were a zillion guys. Mm-hmm. It was whether it was Welker or Edelman or the 80 tight ends they had or James White out of the backfield.
I was about to say the 50 running backs.
Right. You bring up the Colts. I mean, sure, Peyton Manning was wonderful. Yeah, you could name Marvin Harrison, but there was Reggie Wayne. There was Dallas Clark. There was Jacob Tammy. There was the dentist,
Joseph Addai.
Blair White, Joseph Addai, Edgerrin James. There were a million things. You're right. Drew, you could take one player away. Ben Johnson and this team will just hurt you with the player you don't take away. So it's a great point. I hadn't thought about it at that level, but you're right. And that's what their weapon is.
I just can't, and I can't think of another offense that's running like this in the NFL right now.
The only one that's close to me on a week in, week out basis is the Ravens, but it's what you talked about.
Yeah, I was about to say, the Niners all fell apart this year. Yeah, they had all the different pieces.
You can't judge the Niners on anything based on your injuries. Right, I mean, that's everybody.
But it was the same thing like Juwan Jennings in the championship game, who nobody even knew who he was, except for on third down, he kept getting the critical catch.
Yep. Dave, a couple ticket texts, and we'll get to the picks.
Jeff from Warren, I'm loving the Lions right now. Too bad I have to get up for work on Monday, but I would be staying up all night for a Sunday night, but work.
Well, this is the other. These games are too late. No, David, they are. These games are on entirely too late. There is no legitimate reason to not start a football game on a Sunday night, and it's damn near 8:30. It's wrong. It's not fair to the average working guy. It's not fair to fans. It's not fair to kids. Like, look, you can make your money, and you can start. First of all, the game cannot start after 8 o'clock. There's no excuse. 8 p.m. at the latest. There's nothing wrong with starting a game at 7:30. There's just not. I'm sorry. Enough is enough. I don't need an hour of Maria Taylor and someone like the AI-generated Jason Garrett. I don't need it. Start the effing game. People have lives. Kids have bedtimes. It's so bad. It takes forever. I'm sorry. It's an annoyance.
Yeah, the opponent matters. Texans could beat us. Probably will. Stroud is not the same this year. Because he has less time to throw, but he's really good at home. We get our second loss this weekend.
Wow. Okay. I mean, look, you're right. It's the NFL. At this point, it's week 10 of the season. You're making it pretty clear the rules don't apply to you. I'm not standing in your way. You want to take the Texans, you take them. I'm not. I can't.
Deep conversations in the break. Oh, man, maybe I'll get a podcast upon that. Deep conversations with me and Kenny Cott. I lost Kenny. David, a couple ticket texts for
I was just trying to watch the NHL Network, man. I don't know where any of that came from.
Kenny, I'm so sorry. We gave Kenny... We got to talking about holidays, and I was like, hey... And Dave, somehow I was like, David, do you know when Epiphany is? And And then we got to talking about that. And Kenny was like, I didn't ask for any of this. I am just trying to watch hockey.
I found it very interesting, though.
So
I came in mid-conversation.
We can go all day.
So Kenny's like, this is, you know what? Yeah. This is why I'm not allowed to watch hockey, Kenny. Okay. Amongst other reasons. David, a couple of ticket texts, and then we hand this show off to Jeff Rieger.
The only thing that I'm semi-worried about is breaking the Thanksgiving losing streak. Other than that, I think the Lions are who they are, may not lose.
No, no, but see, I'm not even worried about the Thanksgiving lose. The what? The Thanksgiving. So, because you went out in the rain and won. Everything that, it's like a list that you're just crossing off saying, okay, we've done this now, we've done this now. So, you know what's next? Your seven-game losing streak in Thanksgiving. You will win that game. I'm sure of it. It'll be a snowstorm in Chicago, and you'll win 27-0. So, I don't see this team losing.
This is from Hank in Westland. When Brian Branch got kicked out of the Green Bay game, I thought it was over.
No.
But they won, so I'm done questioning. They are the team.
He gets kicked out. The other safety gets a pick six. I mean,
like almost immediately, too.
Right. They are just them. And in years past, there was always a team down the line that you were afraid of. Not afraid of, but there was always one. Like for my Niners, it was that team. David, you know, historically speaking, for the Steelers, it was always like the Raiders or it was another team sitting there. They're closer to the Patriots where it didn't matter. Or they're closer to the Chiefs. Okay, Lamar, you want to play the game in Baltimore? Sure. We'll play the game in Baltimore. Bring it. And you still lost. What's your excuse now? That's pretty much the Lions. What's your excuse now? We won. Tell us what happened. Like, why did we win this time? Or was it the weather? Was it this? We're just better than you. Yes, we run trick plays. You can't stop us. And I think it was a caller. There's no one person that you can just say, if you shut this person down, you're going to beat the Lions. I mean, unless you knock Jared Goff out the game, and you can't because he's got like armed security guards around him called his offensive line. Okay, there's no Taylor Decker. Dan Skipper will come in and play the game of his life and catch a touchdown pass because he's eligible. Hi, Rieger.
So they moving Sewell to left tackle to get him ready? He's going to be there eventually, correct?
No, I think he's probably going to move Skipper there for this one game.
I agree with you. I don't think the loss of Taylor Decker. And he hasn't even been that good as far as compared to the other offensive lineman.
Sewell's not even playing his real position.
Yep.
And it doesn't matter.
Correct. Correct. No, Rico, it's insane. It's absolutely insane. Wojo and I had the conversation yesterday, which is a crazy, insane conversation. Do you really think the Lions can go 16-1? And the answer is crazy. Yes, you do. Like, everything they do turns to gold. Now, and this week will be no different. Not to mention, they get rather, I don't want to say lucky, but a tad fortunate because you get no Will Anderson today for them. Nico Collins, I don't think, is going to play.
He's
and Tank Dell is also questionable as well.
I'm going to put it like this.
He seems
this,
more doubtful than questionable.
To really bring this home for Lions fans of how special I think this team could be. Half a season ago, but if everything continues this way, this is a team that 40 years from now, you'll refer to as the 24 Lions.
Kind of like the 07 Patriots.
85 Bears. Yeah, we still talk about the 85 Bears. Think about it.
Greatest show on turf?
Yes.
Yeah, do you
the
know?
99 Rams. Like, there's certain teams that you will always remember. Even though the Patriots didn't win, they were undefeated and they lost on a fluke play in the Super Bowl. But you remember them. I think that the Lions, if this continues, we will talk about, you know.
I agree with you.
Olive will be saying, yeah, I remember my dad covered the 24 Lions. Really? Wow.
Olive hates football, but she's wearing Lions gear because of this team.
And to really put, and to bring her, different sport, but how we all talk about the start of the 84 Tigers.
Yes, 35-5.
You can still recall that number, and it rolls off your tongue. 35-5, they started the year off.
So I think it's interesting because I just looked it up because I was curious. Last year's Eagles team, right? Fair comp. Now, the Lions aren't turning their D over to Matt Patricia anytime soon. Eagles started 10-1. Then they lost 6 of their last 7, and they ended up losing in the first round of the playoffs to the Bucks. So there's no chance of that sort of thing happening to this team. Like, that to me right now would be inconceivable unless they get a ton of injuries.
No. The only way that happens, and eventually it does, football is a great equalizer and it'll humble you. No matter how great you think you are, eventually you'll come down. When somebody figures out the Ben Johnson offense.
True, but I don't think that's going to be this year.
The 85 Bears had I forgot the name of the defense, but the 46 defense. Oh, my God, this was innovative. It was Buddy Ryan. How do you beat it? And then they figured out, if you just throw deep down the sidelines, you can beat that defense. And then they were no more. The greatest show on turf, it was like, they got all these different people. And then you realize, if we play this type of defense, that's when I think, every defense and offense, like great ones come along.
It's kind of like
the Tampa 2 defense.
It's kind of like Patrick Mahomes' offense. For 2 straight years, nobody could figure that thing out. And then you realize, make him throw short passes, right, and you take Tyreek Hill out of the game, and then Tyreek goes to
bed.
Does that happen this year, though?
And that's what I'm saying. It's a copycat. If some defensive coordinator cracks the code and figures out that's how you stop the Lions. And the funny thing is, it may have already happened, and we didn't realize it, and nobody paid attention.
Well, maybe
Bucks beat them.
Maybe go to Tampa Bay, right?
And they scored 16 points. It's hard to imagine.
But let's not forget what happened in that game.
Rieger,
the Lions were 0-7 in the red zone.
Right.
I'm just saying that
maybe they figured it out and just nobody paid attention. You think the Lions will go another game and only score 16 or less points?
No. But that was also the second game of the season. And if you remember, Dan Campbell was preaching a little patience. We're going to figure it out. So I don't know.
To answer your question, unless Ben Johnson's offense gets figured out, no.
Pretty special team. We're going to talk about it. I'm going to ask the question only until 6:45, and then we got Wings and Maple Leafs, so another original six tilt. But I'm going to ask the question. It's a great question, I feel. Are we jumping the gun? Are we getting ahead of ourselves? Are we going too crazy for this team? I think it's a legitimate question, and I'll tell you why I ask it next.
Jeff Rieger, coming up next, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.